time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, it's the, let's see, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. That's the one thing we know for sure. The second thing that we know for sure is this is the first Saturday after Super Tuesday. And it's, see, then we had Wednesday, we had Hump Day, and then we had Thursday, and we had a State of the Union speech that was, well, actually it was, as I listened to the State of the Union speech, as I told my weekday audience, I really thought I was listening to President Biden give his acceptance speech after the Democrat National Convention in Chicago, which, by the way, for you historians or for you young bucks that don't remember, the last really good Democrat National Convention in Chicago was 1968. Mayor Daley was the mayor of Chicago, and we had riots in the streets. We had cops with billy clubs beating people. We had rocks being thrown. We had tear gas, baby. It was glorious, absolutely glorious. And so I'm thinking now that we see the Hamas wing of the, you know, we'll get to the rules of engagement in just a minute. Hold on. I got to set the stage for today's program, because today's program is, well, I feel like I need to, I didn't take any Zofran, for those of you who might know what that is, because I'm hoping I can just go ahead and just vomit. I can just vomit today and just get it out. Just get it over with, and we can start fresh next week, okay? Although I think it may be this way every day until November 5. Oh my God. This is just going to be crazy. So we have the Hamas supporting wing of the Democrat Party. We've got the Muslim wing of the Democrat Party. We've got the disaffected people in black communities part of the Democrat Party who are beginning to understand how bad illegal immigration is for them. We've got the limousine liberal part of the Democrat Party, which has always been who they are, and they always will be who they are. But they're now beginning to look around and go, oh, my gosh, we need to go out after that State of the Union speech and say, and in fact, I remember listening to they were doing the hot mics, listening to President Biden as he walked back up the aisle to leave the House chamber. And everybody was going, man, you were on fire tonight. You knocked it out of the ballpark. You were really with it. Man, you really had them going. You are really there. And I'm thinking, you know, when you go to a hospital, I never try to do this. If I have a terminally ill friend in a hospital or relative, anyone, and I know they're terminally ill, I might say, You know, Billy Bob, everything's going to be okay. And I try to say everything's going to be okay as opposed to saying you're going to be okay, because Billy Bob knows that he's not okay, and Billy Bob knows that he's dying. And so I don't want to just sit there and you know, a bunch of pablum about, well, everything's wonderful in the world and blah, blah, blah. No, but I do want to comfort him, maybe in a spiritual way or something, that, you know, Billy Bob, everything's going to be okay. You're going to die, but it's going to be okay. Your family's going to be good. Everything's going to be, you know, it'll all just, this is the life cycle. I mean, I wouldn't put it that blunt, but that's kind of what I'm trying to imply is everything's going to be okay. I want to say to everybody right now, I really do think that everything's going to be okay, but you know what? We're terminally ill. Yeah, I think we're terminally ill. Now, whether or not we can survive the November 5th election, or better yet, whether we can survive everything between now and the November 5th election is probably the bigger question. But nonetheless, that's where we're headed. That's where we're going. And baby, just hold on, because I'll be right here with you, and we're going to just make sure you get all the way through. And, well, I just wish there was somebody back here telling me the same thing, because I'm just lying to you, because I'm not really sure it's going to be okay or not. But this is where we are. So I want to go through some things that were, I don't want to rehash the State of the Union, but I do want to kind of correct some things that were done in the State of the Union. I kind of want to expand some things that were done there, and we're going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about things going on with illegal immigration. I mean, it's all of these issues are consuming us. Have you thought about this? Everything's consuming us. In fact, I will tell you quite honestly that in the past week, now I'm sitting here at our flagship station, Freedom 93.7, Real News, Real Talk, in Denver, Colorado. And I'm sitting here in our studio, and I'm looking around at the state of Colorado, and I'm looking at three things that happened to me this week. I got my property tax bill. I got my car insurance, my automobile renewal notice, and I got my homeowner's renewal notice. So what I'm going to do next probably is start a GoFundMe campaign so that I can pay for my property taxes, my auto insurance, and my homeowner's insurance, because they all went up. Now, for those of you nationally, yeah, I don't know whether I really ever talked much about this, but our home in suburban Denver last June, I think it was, we had a kind of a freak tornado go through the southern part of Denver, and part of it hit our house, and we had a claim against the homeowner's policy that was $160,000. $160,000 claim. That's what the insurance company paid out to make all the repairs to our house. It was astonishing. And so when the homeowner's policy came, I expected an increase. And, of course, I did have an increase, but it certainly wasn't the amount that I thought it was going to be, because, you know, I thought, well, one, I was surprised they renewed it, right? Well, Mr. Brown, you had a $160,000 claim. We're not making any money off you. We're going to go on to the next idiot. But, no, they renewed it, and it was a nominal increase. So maybe they're just trying to sneak up on me. Maybe they're just trying to get, hey, let's get him to pay one more year, and then next year we'll take a sledgehammer to him. But property taxes in Colorado. Now, again, I missed this bullet a little bit, but nonetheless, I still got, let's see, I didn't get a, my gunshot wound was, well, I'm going to survive the gunshot wound. Many people are not going to survive the gunshot wound, because property taxes in Colorado have gone up by, you know, upwards of 25, 40%, 50% in some cases. It's outrageous. And the Democrats and the Colorado Politburo had an opportunity to cap those property tax increases at 6% a year, and they did not do it. Because why? Because there are a bunch of whores that want all of the money, and they're going to take all of the money they can get. They're just street walking right now trying to get all the money they can out of your pocket. And I'm sure they're doing it in your state too. And then automobile insurance is exactly the same thing, because auto thefts, Colorado, I'd have to check to see if we're still number one, but we were number one in the entire country. Now, you think about little old Colorado's, you know, let's be honest, we're flyover country. Now, I know we've got Aspen where all the hoity-toity people go, and we've got Telluride, and, you know, we have Brad Pitt, and everybody goes to Aspen, and, you know, woo-woo-woo, well, BFD, right? But other than that, we're kind of flyover country. I mean, it was once a great state. Democrats have completely demolished the state. But auto thefts, number one. No, it's not New York, but not even California. Not Illinois. No, Colorado, number one in auto thefts. Now, whether we're still there, we were a few months ago. Whether we're still there right now or not, I don't know. So automobile insurance, both collision and liability, and uninsured motorists because of all the illegal aliens. We have more hit-and-run accidents in this state than I've ever seen in my entire life. So my automobile insurance went up. So it was like, bam, bam, bam. I get three gunshots. And I'm just like, whew, man, I'm in the hospital now. Somebody needs to tell me everything's going to be okay. Yet, the State of the Union, all I hear is how great the economy is. And I'm thinking, am I just living in an alternate universe? Because while I notice that all of the things that I spend money on are costing more and more and more, and my property taxes are up, my homeowner's insurance is up, my automobile insurance is up, our grocery bill is up, our energy bills are increasingly, energy bills in Colorado are rising, I think an average of like 16%, while the rest of the nation is going down. And we're doing that because, we're getting rid of coal plants, and we're going to go all electric, and we're going to go all with, solar and wind. It's insane what we're doing to ourselves. And if it's happening here, it's happening everywhere. So I want to go through all of those things, and we will after the break. So remember, you go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. You'll find a tab that says how to listen. That lists all the affiliates all over the country, what time they air the program, so you can listen anywhere. Of course, you can listen anywhere, anytime on the iHeartRadio app. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, you search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Download that, subscribe to it. You'll get all five days of the weekday program and the weekend program, so you get 23 hours of me, right? Isn't that glorious? And then be sure and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Get all of that done and do it right now. And then I will continue with the plight of the economy. Oh, and don't forget, text me. The number is 33103, 33103. Start your text with Mike or Michael. You can tell me anything, and you can ask me anything.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming, and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you, and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400. 1-800-927-2400.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top-growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious home-style options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hey, so we came with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad to have you with me. So let's get rolling here. So we had the State of the Union speech, and as I tried to lay somewhat of a foundation in the last segment, I'm not really convinced that the economy is as great as everybody thinks that it is. Now, listen, I always think it's important to look over our shoulder. Where have we been? This is why history is so important. You think about March of 2020, 4 years ago. So 4 years ago, during the, and we might get to this later in the program, because we've learned a lot about it. Remember the 2 weeks to slow the spread, 15 days to slow the spread. Just go hibernate in your homes for 15 days, and this thing will go away. You know, lock your doors, tape your windows shut, turn off the lights, crawl underneath the table, do a duck and cover if you remember that reference, and eventually everything will go away. And then 15 days became 30 days, became a week, became a month, became a year, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, the economy went into the crapper. Crapper. Remember looking for things at the grocery store and we couldn't find any things because there was such supply chain disruptions all over the world. Cargo ships were stacking up at the port of Los Angeles. They're just at Long Beach. They're just stuck. And they're no longshoremen to offload them. And then manufacturing of everything that we buy in China, that comes to a halt. Trade routes are halted everywhere. And so suddenly there's shortages of everything. And then people start losing their jobs. They either lose their job, their hours are cut back, or they're told to stay home, and, you know, we're not going to lay you off, but we're not going to pay you. Well, okay, well, there's the minimum wage right there, zero. So I got a job, but you ain't paying me. Boy, that's communism, isn't it? Pretend like you work, we'll pretend like we pay you. And then suddenly we decide, oh, oopsie, everything's okay. We open everything back up. And so you go from, you know, you're driving, and let's be honest, in the Trump years, we were exceeding the speed limit. We had extraordinary year-to-year GDP growth. We had nominal inflation. You know, normal inflation is around like 2% a year. And we zoomed up to like 19% a year. And so then you have all of this. We were energy independent. All of these wonderful things, deregulation of stuff. It was really good. Things were going well. And it came to a halt. As I said before, I blame Donald Trump as much for that as I do Joe Biden. But when you turn the spigot off, go to your sink right now and turn the water on. Let the water flow for a few seconds. That's the economy in early March of 2020. Now turn it off. That's the economy at the end of March of 2020. Now fast forward. Just stand there forward and look at it for a minute. Now turn it slightly on. Let it dribble just a little bit. You know, you got just a little bit of a dribble. And then let's fast forward to maybe a year or so ago and just turn it. Go ahead and turn the faucet back on. Got water everywhere, right? Well, now if you compare, if you now tell me that, look, I had 100% growth. Yeah, because you were at zero. Don't tell me, don't lie to me and tell me how great the economy is because, wow, look, our growth is X. We created, I forget what the jobs number was that just came out on Thursday or Friday, but it was a big freaking number, to which I said, BFD. And why would I say that? Because in, I think, 22 of the last 24 jobs reports that we have had, think about this. 22 out of 24 have been revised downward the next month. So, for example, last month's numbers were revised downward, and the month before that, the numbers were revised downward. So let's just say that this month's job report was 300,000 new jobs. Well, pay attention. Sometime in April, nobody will cover it, but they'll revise that number down, and, oh, really, it was only 100,000. We overestimated by two-thirds. That keeps happening. And so when they tell us that everything's fine, I just think, you're just lying to us. You know, Biden has a new ad out.
Look, I'm not a young guy. That's no secret. But here's the deal. I understand how to get things done for the American people. I led the country through the COVID crisis. Today, we have the strongest economy in the world.
You're going to hear that ad nauseum. The strongest economy in the world. You know what? That's true. But you know what? It's always been true. See, I want to whisper like Joe Biden. It's always been true. We've always had the largest gross domestic product, followed, generally speaking, by China, Japan, Germany, India, the United Kingdom, then France, Russia, Canada, Italy, and then I think maybe start getting South America, Brazil. But yeah, United States, China, Japan, and Germany, and then India are the five largest economies in the entire world. And we've always been ahead of China by not quite, but let's just say a third, by 33%. We've always been ahead of China, despite China having, you know, a billion plus population. We only have, you know, we've got a third of that. Our economy is still two-thirds greater than China's is, and it always has been. So to sit there and claim that we have the strongest economy in the world is like me saying, you know what, I've got 10 fingers. I got five fingers in each hand. That's pretty normal. That's kind of the way it's always been. But the problem is we have too many useful idiots in the country that don't understand that, oh, wow. Look what Biden's done. Well, I remember when I didn't have a job. Well, why did you not have a job? Because both Republicans and Democrats, because both Biden and Trump shut the economy down, because they listened to Tony Fauci, that pipsqueak that shut the economy down, and now they turn the economy back on, so of course you have a job now. But man, you don't get it. You just don't get it. So if we have the strongest economy in the country, is Biden really telling us the truth? What's he really doing here? Joe Scarborough has something to say about that. Text the word MICROMICHAEL to 33103. Do it right now.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside account, cash. Just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code LISTEN for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code LISTEN. Use code LISTEN for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Redding, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
This is the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hold
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget, text the word Michael to 33103 and get to that website, michaelsaysgohere.com, and follow me on social media and do all of that. And subscribe to the podcast. Go subscribe to that podcast right now. In your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Type that in, The Situation with Michael Brown, and then hit subscribe, and then give me a 5-star review. But make sure you hit subscribe, because that will automatically download to your podcast app every single day when we upload the podcast, and then you get all the weekday program and all the weekend program. You get all the Michael Brown that you could possibly need, and maybe a little more than you, maybe a little more than you need. So let's go back to, the post-op, the post-mortem on the State of the Union speech, I think really created the lanes, the highways, the channels, however you want to describe it, of what this upcoming presidential election is going to be. For example, Joe Scarborough is a former Republican congressman from the Florida Panhandle. Back when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I knew Joe back then, and he was what I thought was a reasonable guy. He since left Congress, and he's become a talking head on MSNBC. And I think that, I don't know whether it's Stockholm Syndrome or Joe's just true colors have come out, I do know that people change over time. People become a little more liberal over their lives. Most people become a little more conservative over their lives, but it ebbs and flows. I mean, I know people may think that I'm truly a right-wing nut job, but there are many things you might be surprised that I'm really kind of pretty moderate on. But because of the way because of the way that I want to frame issues for you, many people listen to me and without understanding all of my background, think that I really am just this really conservative nut job. And I am a conservative nut job. But there's a huge streak of libertarianism in me. And there's a huge streak of anti-authoritarianism in me. I think it just comes from, it's in my genes. But back to Joe Scarborough. He has rightfully attracted a bunch of ridicule by extolling the capabilities, the cognitive capabilities of Joe Biden. Now, I am currently, I want to be delicate here, but I have two people that my mom and then the husband of a friend of mine who are both getting up in years, and we're beginning to see a little bit of decline. I still think they're way ahead of Joe Biden. I mean, they're much better shape than Joe Biden. But good grief, my mom's going to turn 93 years old tomorrow, and the husband of this friend of mine, I think, turns 74, 75 next year. And they're both just way ahead of Joe Biden. So here's Joe Scarborough talking about how great the cognitive capabilities of Joe Biden are, saying that this version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. I've said it for years now, he says. Biden's cogent. But I undersold it when I said he was cogent. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been intellectually and analytically. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And if you can't handle the truth, in the Jack Nicholson voice, if you can't handle the truth, this version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever, not even a close second, and I've known him for years. Really? Because I've known, now I haven't had any dealings with Joe Biden for, I don't know, what, 15, 20 years, but I dealt with Joe Biden when I was in D.C., probably just almost as much as Joe Scarborough did. But let's go back and just think for a second. Joe Biden's own Justice Department, In a report by Special Counsel Robert Hur, cited Biden's poor memory as one of the reasons why he was not going to charge Joe Biden criminally for mishandling classified documents. Remember that? The report said that the 81-year-old Democrat could not remember what years he was vice president, could not remember when his son Bo died, even within a span of several years. And you're going to tell us this, Scarborough?
But comparing that guy's mental state, I've said it for years now, he's cogent. But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. And, you know, I don't know if people know this or not. Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and I don't really, you know what, I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it. And
so there we are. There's the gold standard. There's the baseline. There's the syllabus, the nutshell of what you're going to be told by the cabal all the way through the Democrat National Convention, the Republican National Convention, regardless of whether Donald Trump gets convicted, acquitted, whatever happens with his legal cases, no matter what happens between now and November 5 of this year, that's what you're going to hear. I think unless Biden, you know, and I'm not wishing this, but unless Biden has a stroke, unless Biden, you know, trips going up the baby steps of Air Force One or trips down the steps of baby steps of Air Force One, or he trips on his slippers, maybe he's got some Mike Lindell My Pillow slippers, and he falls in the residence and cracks his head open, barring anything like that, barring any sort of Woodrow Wilson scenario where we have to go hiding, or what was that movie about, I forget the actor's name, but I think the name of the movie was Dave or something, where we had the president hidden down somewhere on a life support machine. That's kind of what they did with Woodrow Wilson. Edith Wilson just made all the decisions, kept Woodrow out of sight. I think absent something like that happening, I think that's where we're going to be with Joe Biden. Scripted, very small controlled events. Heckler's nowhere to be seen or heard. No, you know, impromptu questions. Probably no press conferences. If they are press conferences, he'll have the questions and answers. Everything will be scripted in advance. And we're going to keep hearing from all of the pundits in the cabal how Joe Biden is at the top of his game. And we know that's just simply not true. Now, I think one point that is often glossed over in this entire discussion is, whether you agree with that or not, if that is the case, though, why is this topic even important? Why is it of any concern to anybody whether or not Joe Biden is cogent, whether he has all of his faculties, whether or not he can really... You know, can he still speak King's English? Why is he, you know, is he or is he not slurring his words? Can he not, you know, can he not read on the piece of paper that the girl's name that was murdered by the illegal alien in Georgia was Lakin Riley, not Lincoln Riley, when it's right in front of him? Why is all that important? I think it's incredibly important because the country faces a lot of really serious pivotal points. And polling numbers, and particularly the tabs behind the top lines in the polling numbers, tell us why it's important. Because across all demographics, across all economic spectrums, even across political affiliation. People are saying, now obviously fewer Democrats than Republicans, but in all the other kinds of measures, it's astoundingly top of mind. And that's illegal immigration. That's the southern border. Almost always it's been, ever since James Carville uttered those famous words that it's the economy, stupid, we've always thought the economy and kitchen table discussions were the number one issues. How much is groceries? How much is gas? How much is rent? How much is the mortgage? How much are interest rates? How much is it costing us to heat the home or cool the home? What's it costing us to put the kids through school? How much does clothing cost? Yes, that has been displaced by the southern border and the illegal immigration. Not by much, but nonetheless, that shows two main topics, both of which Joe Biden seems either incapable politically or incapable intellectually of dealing with. And that's why it's important. Because what does it mean for you and me? Well, it means that we're going to hear a bunch of Pinocchios between now and November 5. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word Michael to 33103. What do I mean by Pinocchios?
Success. It's discipline, it's teamwork, it's the drive and confidence and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel has been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel, where success meets success. Find a financial advisor at stifel.com. Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Program on the weekend, and if you subscribe to the podcast The Situation with the Michael Brown, you will also get the best program during the weekday. See how that works? You get the best program just by subscribing to that podcast. So during the State of the Union, Biden peddled a bunch of false claims. You know, here he is. Let's back up for just a moment. Joe Biden, at 81 years old, has always been known to tell, let's just call them, tall tales. Because some of them, while all of them are lies, I think some of them are truly just figments of his imagination. Somehow he believes that he would go to Sunday Mass as a Catholic, and then his family, for some unbeknownst reason that he never could explain, that they would, you know, get in their car after Mass, and they would drive, you know, 4 or 5 miles, and they'd drive into a black neighborhood, and they go to a black AME church. I mean, it's insane. Or talking about the railroad conductor on the Acela train, and, you know, on his train trips between D.C. and Wilmington, Delaware. Well, the guy actually died, you know, years, maybe a decade or so before Joe reached his million miles on the train or whatever it was. I don't remember what the story is. It's just these stories he makes up. But some are also just outright lies. And I want to go through some of those. We may have to carry this a little bit over into the next hour, but I want to go through some of them. Because I want you to compare and contrast what I'm about to tell you versus what Joe Scarborough told you in that last segment about he is the most cogent, articulate. My gosh, this guy is the Einstein of our time. Really? If that's the case, we're in deep doo-doo. For example, in relation to our involvement in Ukraine, Biden suggested that Republicans who oppose the allocation of more U.S. tax dollars to Ukraine are in favor of us actually abandoning our global leadership status. Well, I don't think that's really the reason. I think they want accountability. They want to have some sort of oversight. They don't want Russia moving into Eastern Europe any more than anybody else does. But I think they're being a little hypocritical, but they want more accountability. Well, how about more accountability of programs that you propose, Senator or Congressman? But nonetheless, for Biden to suggest that Republicans that are opposing additional tax dollars want us to become a second world rated country, I think it's just, that's just a step too far. Those opposed have consistently needed, or I should say they've consistently highlighted, that we ought to focus on our interests as much as we do on our international interests. And I think we should, too. I think we should learn to chew gum and walk at the same time. What's going on in Ukraine is important to us internationally. It's important to Eastern Europe. It's important to global stability. It's important to the American world order. It's important to Pax Americana. But you know what? We have to be a little frugal right now. So if we're going to spend a dollar in Ukraine, let's make sure that it's actually going to do something to help them win. which gets me to the whole foreign policy issue anyway. Tell me what our objective, our mission is in Ukraine. I want you to think about that. We know what Biden's told us our mission in Ukraine is. Whatever it takes. Really? So there's no end game? It's just whatever it takes for however long it takes. How about our mission in Ukraine ought to be, we want you to be able to stop Putin from moving any further toward NATO countries. We want to stop Putin in his tracks. Okay, well, if that's our mission, now we know what the mission is, and now we know what kind of resources to put up against that mission so we can accomplish the mission. But no, we just talk in these ephemeral kind of, just whatever it takes. You see, because that's the mind of a U.S. senator. The mind of a U.S. senator, not the mind of a president. The mind of a U.S. senator is, I just need to do politically whatever it takes. I just got to get reelected. That's why I think that was a misleading claim for him to make. He also made a misleading claim, which is not surprising, about Donald Trump's interactions with Vladimir Putin. He keeps repeating that phrase about Putin, or about Trump giving Putin free rein in Eastern Europe. Well, Vladimir, just go do whatever you want to do. I mean, I'm not paraphrasing here, but I'm paraphrasing because of time. No. If you take the whole statement in context, he was basically saying to our NATO allies, if you don't carry your fair share, which I think every American would agree we want NATO to carry their fair share, then we can't help it if Putin comes in. Oh, we'll come to your defense, but you know what? It's going to just be us against him, baby. You need to do your fair share. Maybe what I'll do is I'll just let Putin do whatever he wants to do, and then you'll have to deal with it. You know how you tell your kids sometimes? Oh, really? You want to do that? Okay, well, guess what? You want to stick your finger on the hot stove? Well, go at it. When it burns, we have to take you to the hospital. I told you so. That's also part of learning to understand exactly how it is that Trump speaks. It's like us trying to figure out how Biden speaks. But there was another one. There was another tall tale that he told, but one that really irritates me. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael. That's something that irritates me. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on all the social media. Another tall tale.
Now, The Weekend with Michael Brown continues.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code AUDIO. Use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
Bye. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday. Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A deadly crash of a border surveillance helicopter in Texas.
The helicopter was flying over the U.S.-Mexico border and crashed, killing two National Guard soldiers and a Border Patrol agent. Another soldier on board was injured. The soldiers and agent were assigned to a federal border security mission when the helicopter went down during aviation operations near Rio Grande City. While the names of those killed have not been released, the local county's top official said those on board included one woman and three men. The cause of the crash is under investigation. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Authorities in suburban Detroit are investigating last Monday night's explosive fire at a building that was filled with vaping industry supplies. One man was killed in the fire, and the explosion sent gas canisters flying miles away. At a news conference broadcast on WXYS-TV, Clinton Township Fire Chief Tim Duncan says they hope the removal of the steel beams can get underway this week.
The major issue we have, as was discussed, is obviously the structural steel. You can only imagine how heavy that is. Obviously, heavy equipment's going to have to get in there to start picking that apart so we can get to the bottom of what's going on there.
The UN Security Council has passed a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Sudan during Ramadan. Here's Neda Taufi.
With the resolution's adoption, the UK representative urged the warring parties to act on this united international call for peace, to silence the guns, and to seek a sustainable resolution to the conflict through dialogue. The United States acknowledged this week's announcement by the Sudanese government that they would facilitate more humanitarian cross-border access from Chad, but said it was still insufficient. Preventing famine and a long-term catastrophe, Washington said, required a ceasefire and unhindered humanitarian access.
More from townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
The popular weight loss drug Wegovy, which has helped millions of Americans shed some pounds, can now be used to reduce the risk of stroke, heart attacks, and other serious cardiovascular problems in some patients.
Wegovy isn't just for losing weight anymore. The Food and Drug Administration's approving new uses for Wegovy. Now the agency says doctors can prescribe it to help reduce the risk of stroke, heart attacks, and other serious heart problems in patients who are overweight. A study found it helped reduce the risk by about 20% in those who don't also have diabetes. The label change was requested by drug maker Novo Nordisk, and this could help push Medicare to pay for prescriptions. Wegovy is costly, and it's in short supply. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A lengthy Defense Department review of U.S. government activities related to UFOs has found no evidence that extraterrestrial intelligence has paid a visit to planet Earth, or for that matter, that authorities have recovered crashed alien spacecraft.
Arrow has found no verifiable evidence for claims that the U.S. government or private companies have access to or have been reverse engineering extraterrestrial technology.
It's Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder. Travis County is the latest Central Texas county to declare a disaster ahead of next month's total solar eclipse.
Officials in Austin say the declaration will help them deal with the large crowds, heavy traffic, and strains on first responders. The eclipse will happen on April 8th, and the Texas Hill Country will be one of the prime viewing locations in the U.S.
That's Tayshia Stevens reporting. The eclipse set to pass over Mexico's Pacific coast, then through Texas and Oklahoma. More from townhall.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Let's just do the rules of engagement first, then we'll get back to the tall tales. If you want to follow me on social media, I really would appreciate a follow on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can simply, Twitter is at Michael Brown USA. Give me a follow. Facebook and Instagram are both at Michael D. Brown. So, and on Facebook, we have a little private group called Michael Brown Unplugged, where all of you goobers can talk to each other and post your memes and stuff like that. So that's on Facebook. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. There you'll find a tab that says how to listen. That lists all the affiliates across the country, all the way out to Guam, Hawaii, Alaska, all across the Fruited Plain. Everywhere you want to listen. You can find when they air the program, when they repeat the program, like in this market, we broadcast live every Saturday from 10 to 1 Mountain Time on our flagship station, Freedom 93.7, Real News, Real Talk, AM 760. But they also replay the program in the evening, and then my home station here in Denver, 630 KHAL, airs the program on Sunday. So, man, you can find me everywhere. Then I'd appreciate a follow or a subscription to the podcast. That's real easy to do. On your podcast app, in the search bar, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Then when you find that, you hit subscribe, and then boom, you've got all 5 days of the weekday program, and you've got all 3 hours of the weekend program, and now you're set. That's all you need to know right there. That's all you need to know. And then last but not least, you want to engage with the program? You can, at any time, whether you're listening to me or not, send me a text message. Here's my promise to you. I read every single text message. I honestly do. But what I can't do, though, is I can't reply to everyone. But I appreciate the comments. The text line is where you can tell me anything. You can ask me anything. You can send me links. You can do whatever you want to do. Other than I wish there was a way for you to send videos or pictures or something, but can't do that. The number is 33103. That's the number you use on whatever text app you use, 33103. Then you start the text with either the word Mike, M-I-K-E, or Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and you tell me anything, ask me anything, and then boom, you're now engaging with the program. So I appreciate that. We're talking about these tall tales. And these are tall tales that, yes, he told during the State of the Union, Joe Biden did, told during the State of the Union, but they're tall tales they tell all the time. Why is this important? It's important because this is the mantra. These are the talking points. This is what you're going to hear ad nauseum between now and November 5. It'll vary a little bit depending on world events, national events. It'll depend a little bit on what the Federal Reserve does with interest rates. I mean, there are all sorts of factors that will go in to these talking points, but this is the baseline. And I want you to be aware of them. Because these tall tales that he tells really have dire consequences, could have world-altering consequences, depending on what's going on in the world. What happens in Israel? What happens in Ukraine? What happens in Taiwan? Hell's bells, what happens in Haiti right now? Have you paid any attention to what's going on in Haiti? Good grief. We may get to that later, too. But during the State of the Union, you know, I hate the State of the Union speeches. I hate them. For 5 years, I had to deal with those. You've got the designated survivor that I had to make sure was at an undisclosed location somewhere. Normally, that cabinet member gets to take his family with him, and so they go off to a secret location, and then I had to arrange for the White House mess to be there to serve them dinner, you know, and what he went for dinner that night. Had to make certain that just in case, you know, somebody asked me this, and I should answer the question, but I haven't done it yet. Somebody asked me, do we also make arrangements that if that designated survivor during the State of the Union, if for some reason has to become the president because the U.S. Capitol has been blown up, we can't find the president, the vice president, or anybody in the chain of succession. No, we don't have a judge there, but we have a judge available via teleconferencing in order to administer the oath of office. It's just a big bunch of pomp and circumstance. It's a waste of money. The Constitution only requires that the president from time to time give a report to the Congress on the State of the Union. That's called a memo. That's called a brief. That's called maybe an email. How about a one-line email? Everything's fine. Or everything sucks. Or, you know what? Hold on, baby, because it's going to get rough. I mean, in all seriousness, it could be what he said in that what took an hour and a half, which is probably, I didn't do a word count, but however many words those were, you and I could have sat down and read that in 30 minutes max, probably a lot less than that, and we would have known the State of the Union. But oh no, we gotta have the Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States, all the crap that goes on, and all the security, and everything else. It's just unbelievable what we had to go through, what they still have to go through every single year to do this. But maybe I just would like things a little simpler. Biden got to the next tall tale, and it's one that I'm so sick of I could scream. But it is a great example of how the left uses language to shift the meaning of something. You know, during the Black Lives Matter riots after the George Floyd death, there was that obvious reporter talking about how it was mostly peaceful. Well, that's totally belied by what we saw in Seattle, what we saw in Portland, what we saw in Chicago, what we saw in Denver, what we saw all over the country. It was not mostly peaceful. But nobody said that they were trying to overthrow the country. They were riots. But we don't call them riots. It was a movement. But Biden said that the riots at the Capitol building on January 6, 2021, something that is now almost, well, yeah, it is 3 years old. It's going on 4 years old now. They can't let go. Let it go, Bucko. Let it go. And then all the subsequent worrying regarding the integrity of the 2020 presidential election. Again, I think it ought to be investigated. I think it ought to be looked at. But you know what? The 2020 election is over. We're now on the 2024 election. What Republicans ought to be focusing on is how do we ensure the integrity of this election? Come on, Republicans, quit fighting the old battle. Make sure this election, if you think the last election was stolen, or if you believe, or if you think you know it was stolen, how about you do things to make sure that the next one is not? Look forward. Or so stupid MSNBC people like to say, lean into it, lean into it. Anyway, back to Biden. So Biden talks about how the January 6th riots represented what he called the gravest threat to American democracy since the Civil War. Now, let's just back up for a minute. Really? That was the gravest threat? Well, that's wrong. But a threat to American democracy? I know that I've got a bug. I know that I've got a bug up my butt about this, but I do. We are not a democracy. We are a Republican form of government. We are a representative constitutional republic. Just shorten it, we're a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. Democracies always end in always. Don't believe me, go ask some world historian. Democracies always end in tyranny. But anyway, he claims that January 6th was the gravest threat to our country since the Civil War. I don't know. Let's see. We did have the Civil War where the country was torn apart, where there actually was an insurrection, where groups of people seceded from the Union, took up arms against fellow Americans, and we killed 600,000 of each other when our population wasn't near what it was today. Families fought against families. World War I, World War II. You know, pause right now for just a minute on World War II. My wife and I are watching a series on Apple TV called Masters of the Air. And it's the executive producers are Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg. And it's about the B-17 bombing crews. And the characters, these pilots, the mechanics, the bombardiers, the gunners, everything on those flying fortresses, on those B-17s. Last night we were watching, in fact, the episode last night had the Tuskegee Airmen and was talking about them and showing them and some of the missions they were flying. And it showed how even though they were a segregated group over here, that when they ended up as prisoners of war, suddenly all that segregation completely disappeared. Completely disappeared. Isn't it fascinating how when humanity gets pushed to the brink, that suddenly skin color doesn't matter? Because you know what matters? And the point I want to make about the series is I think about the character. The characters are absolutely amazing. Anyway, we'll get back to January 6th in just a minute. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400, 1-800-927-2400.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm just laughing to myself because I really am. I'm sitting here thinking about, did you ever think back on January 6th of 2021 when the electoral votes were being counted from the 2020 election? I know that emotions were high. Trump was all upset. He was really pissed off. He was absolutely certain he'd won the election. And here was this crazy old guy that campaigned from his basement. We were just coming out of COVID. It was just a bizarro time in American life. We were trying to get back to normal, and then suddenly we got a bunch of people that are legitimately protesting on behalf of Trump. Now, I've never, ever, ever said that if you broke a window, that you shouldn't be prosecuted. I think you should be. However, breaking a window doesn't mean that you languish in a jail without bail forever, or that you get a sentence that says, oh, you broke a window in the Capitol, so we're going to give you a 10-year sentence. I mean, it's absurd what we're doing. But if you were Granny that got lost, you've never been to D.C. before, and you're walking with a crowd from the Ellipse up to the Capitol because you're going to go over here where they have a legitimate protest going on, a permitted protest, with Alex Jones and his buddies over there, and you get lost, and you're just following the crowd, and the crowd's going into the rotunda, and suddenly you find yourself, you know, suddenly, if you've never been to the U.S. Capitol, and you walk in, I guarantee you, I don't care how cynical or how jaded you are, you walk into the rotunda of the United States Capitol, you stop. Now, it's not quite the Sistine Chapel in the Vatican, but it is on that level of awesomeness. No, Michelangelo didn't do it. But still you realize, wow, this is America. And this is the Capitol. And look at these, look at all these statues of all these great Americans. And look up there. Look at that stained glass. And it's just awesome. And if you're that grandmother that just got caught up in the crowd and you're standing there thinking, I'm 75 years old and I never thought I'd see this. And here I am. You don't deserve to be prosecuted. You didn't have any intent of trespassing. But no, we're going to go after grandma. And it pisses me off. So Biden, during his, what they call the State of the Union, I like to call his acceptance speech, he called it the gravest threat to American democracy since the Civil War, which of course ignores World War I, World War II, the Cold War, the 9/11 attacks, the financial collapse of 2008, the Great Depression, and crapola, who knows what's in front of us right now. I can think of a lot of things that might rip this country apart, and January 6th wasn't one of them. So what's the purpose? The purpose is to change the language, and the purpose is to make anybody who's on the conservative side of the political spectrum somehow an insurrectionist because you support Donald Trump because you don't support Joe Biden. Stop it. Just stop it. But I'm going to go back for just a moment to the story I was telling you about the Apple TV show Masters of the Air. As I said, the latest, I think it's episode 8 that we're on, has the Tuskegee Airmen and the, and I forget which bombardier group it was, but they're now in some prisoner of war camps together. And I'm watching these characters. And I'm watching the character of these characters. And I'm not saying that that kind of character doesn't exist anywhere in the country anymore. And I do believe that those who served in every war since then have given their all. But on a much broader scale, I think, you know, because we call them America's greatest generation. And I wonder, as I sit here and I look at the yahoos, the dumbasses that represent us today, that if they dragged us into or tripped us into World War III, do we have another greatest generation? Are we raising another greatest generation? I don't know. I'm just asking. Because when I look around, I just think we're so wrapped up in political correctness, in diversity, equity, inclusion bullcrap, in everything about, you know, transgenderism, all the wrong things, as opposed to building character. Character counts. And we ought to be focusing on teaching people to treat each other fairly and equally and above board. I don't know. And then I listen to this speech, and it drives me nuts. Next, we'll get to inflation. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Inflation's next.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code LISTEN for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code LISTEN. Use code LISTEN for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pettigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning into the program. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. Be sure and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You'll find all of those icons at michaelsaysgohere.com, where you can also click the How to Listen tab, and you can find all of the affiliates around the country. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. What is it? You search for The Situation with Michael Brown, and then you hit subscribe, and then you got it, right? So we're going through Biden's tall tales. Man, we could do this all week long, couldn't we? Now, regarding inflation, despite Biden's statement that this country has the world's lowest rate, actually several countries have a demonstrably lower rate. Canada, Japan, Switzerland. But then Biden's remarks about an increase in consumer confidence, that actually contradicts several standard measures that show that consumer confidence is on the decline. It's not getting better. But we live in a world now where, I sincerely believe this, that the truth doesn't matter. And no longer do we have I think with the, now clearly I'm biased and I'm not a journalist. And so I'm not sitting here telling you that, that I'm completely objective, although I try to be as objective as I can on many issues. Like this one, for example, I'm just trying to tell you objectively that what he was telling us, what he was telling the nation in that so-called State of the Union speech is just factually incorrect, because the cabal's not going to tell you that. In fact, they expect you to believe just the opposite. You know, ABC News did an interview with Janet Yellen, just before the Secretary of the Treasury, just before State of the Union speech. Overall, prices in this country are up on average. This is just an overall number. Are up 17.9% under Biden. And as we found out last month, we actually had a hotter-than-expected inflation report. Janet Yellen goes on for an exclusive interview with ABC News and says that,
how do you convince Americans and voters that those prices might not go back to where they were before the pandemic?
Well, I think most Americans know that prices are not likely to fall. It's not the Fed's objective to try to push the level of prices back to where they were.
How do you convince
It's not? The Fed's objective is to soak up all of the spending that the federal government has thrown into the economy, which that is what has driven prices up. That's inflation. So when you have supply disruptions, as we saw during COVID, supply chains get interrupted. Those don't just automatically turn right back on. Then when you flood the economy with a boatload of money and people have pent up demand because they didn't spend for 2 years during COVID, and then suddenly all this money starts flowing in, now you have so much money flowing fewer goods and services, so naturally the price, because of the demand, those prices go up. And overall prices are up almost 18% under Biden, and there's a hotter than expected inflation report that came out. Those are just the facts. Trying to get around them is just a tall tale. Yet, for whatever reason, and I it's just pure power in my opinion, for whatever reason, they want you to believe that somehow it's not nearly as bad as what you know that it is, because unlike them, you have to go to the grocery store every day. You actually go to the gas pump. You actually pay the utility bills. Now, they probably pay them too, but they're already multimillionaires, and they're pulling down, you know, six-figure salaries, and they've, you know, they don't fill up the cars that are driving them around D.C. You know, their security details do. So this whole attitude of not telling us the truth about what's going on, I want to make sure that you're always aware of it, that you always have some sort of tools in your toolbox that show, you know what, everything that I heard, well, it's not really true at all. Not really at all. During that same speech, a Gold Star father, one of the 13 Marines that were killed at Abbey Gate, which is the gate in Kabul that went to the Kabul airport, stood up and started screaming at Biden during the State of the Union speech. Now, I understand that he was wrong in doing so. I understand the emotions. These families have gotten no explanation of why their sons and daughters were killed. I think they are due an explanation considering the botch. Remember, Biden keeps telling us that the withdrawal from Afghanistan was one of the most successful military operations in the history of the country. Actually, the exact opposite is true. It's one of the most disastrous military operations in American military history. And so the father storms out. Oh, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. The father starts screaming at the president, and he is dragged out of the Capitol building. He's dragged out of the House chambers. And he's charged with a misdemeanor. Now, I don't think he should have been charged. Was he disruptive? Yes. How many of the Hamas supporters that blocked Pennsylvania Avenue that caused the president's motorcade to have to take a different route to get to the U.S. Capitol, how many of those who were blocking Pennsylvania Avenue in D.C. between the White House and the Capitol, how many of them were hauled off the street in plastic cuffs and charged with a misdemeanor? Oh, yeah, zero. Zero. So for the equivalent action, one favored group is not charged, and another disfavored group is charged. I find it infuriating. Christy Shamblin, who's a Gold Star mother, she left this CNN anchor absolutely stunned when she revealed that her family had not heard anything from either the president himself or anybody in the White House, or for that matter, anybody in the Pentagon, and that their outreach to the White House had actually been ignored. During an interview with Shamblin, who attended the State of the Union as a guest of the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Mike McCall, Abby Phillip over at CNN tried to highlight Biden's allegedly positive reputation as the consoler-in-chief. She said, you know, he's often called the consoler-in-chief. He does talk to families who've lost loved ones. Have you experienced that from him? She was stunned, absolutely stunned.
You have been critical of how President Biden has talked about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Tomorrow, he's going to be addressing a lot of global issues, probably in a State of the Union address. What do you want to hear from him about the 2 years ago, what happened to your daughter-in-law?
I want to hear how he's going to strengthen our armed forces and support them and answer our questions and lead to a thorough investigation like they promised, so that we can move forward in a positive way and make it better.
President Biden, he's often called the consoler-in-chief. He does talk to families who have lost loved ones because of his own experiences. Have you experienced that from him as you've been coping with the death of Nicole?
No.
Have you spoken to him?
No. He has not reached out to our family. We've actually reached out to the White House and have never heard back. We asked to meet with them to kind of understand where their thinking was in calling this a success, and we've not received a response. It's been months. No, that's not been our experience at all.
Sorry to hear that. Chairman McCall.
I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, but he's often called the Consoler-in-Chief, says CNN. Yeah, he's also the guy that looks at his watch as coffins are brought out of the cargo planes at Dover Air Force Base. He's not the Consoler-in-Chief. If he really wanted to, and look, presidents are busy. He doesn't have to do this. But he could have somebody on the staff do it. He could have his White House Chief of Staff do it. He could have the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, do it. He could have Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin do it. It can and has been done. I'll never forget that I got from a listener, I got a request. It's been several years ago. I got a request. I'll tell you how long ago it was. Obama was president. And a listener had emailed me and said, my tour is over on such and such date, and I'm going to get a letter from President Obama. Of course, it'll be all auto-penned, and he knew that. I'm going to get a auto-penned letter from the President of the United States thanking me for my service. And he said, but you know what I really do would cherish even more is a letter from your old boss, George W. Bush. So I checked with sources I had in the Pentagon to make certain that is this person really leaving service and, you know, are they a member of this branch and blah, blah, blah. And they got me the information. So I reached out to my old boss and I said, Mr. President, this is someone who's about to leave the Marine Corps and they served under you and it was an honor for them to serve under you. Do you have time to drop them just a short note? And now I thought, of course, the answer was yes. But I thought that he would get, you know, the staff would type up a nice letter and that, you know, it might be auto-penned, but that would be satisfactory to this Marine. He sent me a photo. No, he got a handwritten note. Got a handwritten note from my old boss who took the time. Now, granted, he's no longer the commander-in-chief and he has the time to do that. But that's a consoler-in-chief. That's someone who really does stand up for what he believes in. It was fantastic. It was utterly fantastic. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Follow me on X, Twitter X, whatever, Facebook and Instagram. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. What is it? Yeah, The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button right now. When we get back, I know you know the name, Lake and Riley.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400. 1-800-927-2400.
Your vacation is over. But the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines.
Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
With Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Even in, let me see, where is it? I gotta say something funny on air. This comes from Goober number 2380. Michael, I moved to North Idaho 5 years ago to escape a socialist state. Did you come from Colorado? Where'd you come from? And live in a free state. The only drawback is the poor talk radio in Spokane. KQNT. Come on, KUNT. Do me a favor. Guess what? It's no longer the weekend with the other guy. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Come on. I just wanted to point that out because the goober says, I've even offered to come and tape a new promo for free. Don't worry about it. I'll reach out to my program director and we'll get it fixed. I promise you that we will get it fixed. In fact, anytime you have a problem anywhere with the affiliate, you can always text me and I just pass it on. I pass it on to get it fixed. But I appreciate you bringing it to our attention. I just find it funny that I even offered to come and tape a new promo free of charge. That's what we'll do, Damien. We'll just get listeners to start doing promos for me so I don't have to do them myself. Yeah, isn't that a great idea? This just saves me extra work during the week. We'll just get the listeners to do it. Lakin Riley. I know you've heard her name. Everyone's heard her name now. Why though, suddenly is her name so important? You've heard me talk about Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Tipping Point. If you haven't read that book, I really would encourage you to read it. It's a very short read, very well written. I think it may be his first bestseller. And it's probably, I'm guessing, at least 20 years old. So you can probably find it somewhere on Amazon. But Lake and Riley and her death, unfortunately, in some respects, and fortunately in another, is a tipping point. It has reached the point where, in this country, the death of American citizens, particularly this horrific death by this scumbag, is a tipping point that says all Americans have a reason to fear people, not everybody, but we don't know everybody that's coming across the border. You see, conservatives aren't anti-immigration. I'm not anti-immigration. I think immigration is the backbone of this country, and quite frankly, I think that this country needs, because of our birth rate, we need some really good people coming to this country. And we need people coming to this country who are willing, as it often said, to do the jobs that Americans won't do. But I just want to know who they are. I just want to know they don't have a criminal background. I just want to know that they're not a member of MS-13, that they're not a member of some Chinese gang, some El Salvadoran gang, some Venezuelan gang. I want to make sure they're not a part of this Haitian gang or the gangs that have taken over Ecuador. I want them to come here through a streamlined immigration process. You see, Lake and Riley is a murder that only happened because of illegal immigration. Lake and Riley died because Joe Biden and Democrats and some Republicans actually want open borders. A country cannot survive open borders. You don't believe me? Look at Great Britain. Look at Germany. Look at Italy. Look at any of the European countries right now. They are literally falling into the economic hellhole because of illegal immigration. We can see what's going to happen to us. We don't have to let that happen. You know, I heard from a friend of mine who is, because they're a minority, they're now afraid of some of these gangs because of their minority status. And I'm thinking, if it's reached you, it's got to be reaching a lot of other people too. And Lake and Riley has now become the face of what happens when we let criminals into this country willy-nilly. You know, I literally laughed out loud when Biden spoke about how, you know, if we had more, you know, immigration judges and we had more people to do this and that, why, instead of waiting 6 years for a hearing, they might get a hearing in 6 weeks or 6 months. And I thought to myself, can you imagine the damage that somebody can do in 6 weeks or 6 months? It was so ignorant of what the issue truly is that it showed that he doesn't really either understand it or, more importantly, does not care. And I think it's that he does not care. Lake and Riley, God rest your soul, but your death will not be in vain. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Coming up next, Chicago coming up next.
Now, The Weekend with Michael Brown continues.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Success It's discipline, it's teamwork, it's the drive and confidence and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel has been doing for over 130 years, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel, where success meets success. Find a financial advisor at stifel.com. Stifel Nicolaus & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.